Rick Goddard on ABC Radio Hobart.
It was the hottest ticket in town for the tourism and political classes yesterday as they all gathered to hear David Walsh announce the vision for his museum, which is something that we'd known was coming for a long time. The Hotel Mona, Homo, all of that. It's very exciting. And then this shock announcement, which was that Brian Ritchie was going to take Mona Foma to Launceston. And to Launceston, he's on a tour bus somewhere in the United States with the Violent Femmes. Hello, Brian Ritchie.
United States and about 36 degrees here, Rick.
Oh, that's so unfair. And
I'm in a truck stop in Illinois, if that evens things out.
It sounds like the start of a country song to me that's not going to end well. You're taking our festival away, Brian. Brian.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we always like to change things up. And we've been doing the festival at Mona, and with the construction that's going to be happening, we thought, okay, what can we do next? And I discussed with David splitting it between Hobart and other parts of the state, and he said, why don't you just move it? So that was a pretty radical thing. He always likes to do the most radical thing. So that's the plan, but it's just in the proposal stages at this point. There's nothing that's been inked or signed. We've met with a lot of people up there, arts people and also civic leaders, and we're talking with the state government, but we still have to work out the arrangements.
How much time have you spent in Launceston, and what areas of it would you be excited about activating?
Well, I've been going there, for 30 years now, and as a tourist or just as a person hanging out. And they have a lot of beautiful venues which we've identified. Like, for example, I played the organ at the Albert Hall, and that was quite a bit of fun. And, of course, you've got the Gorge, you've got the Basin, you've got Inveresk area, City Park. There's all kinds of great venues there. And we think it's ripe for mofoizing.
If the state government don't storm up cash for you, would you still go up there anyway?
Well, we'd have to discuss that, but part of it would be getting state support because it's involved with their tourism ideas as well as our artistic ideas. So it's a partnership, just like the festival always has been. They've always been involved. We wouldn't have started the festival in the first place had not the state government come to the party.
I reckon you should have just gone straight to Bernie, Brian.
Well, you never know. I mean, we might expand, but we're starting with Lonnie. We'll take any ideas on board. There are, certainly are a lot of other areas in the north and the northwest that we could work in.
And finally, Brian, have you got a lot of the programming done already? It's only 6 months away.
Well, we always have stuff with long gestation periods, and then we have other stuff that comes up suddenly, and that's how we keep ourselves excited. So, yeah, we have a lot of it programmed already, but we're still looking for stuff. So if you hear of anything, like, for example, Rick Goddard's solo show, Me, maybe you can make a proposal to us.
Yeah, funny you joke about that. James Valentine's doing exactly the same thing in Sydney. It's quite frightening, actually. Brian, thanks for stopping the bus. I'll let you get back on tour.
All right. Nice to hear from you.